And we're going to start our conversation this Monday morning with Georgine Butler. She is Dean of Health Sciences. Georgine, welcome. Good morning. How are you this Monday morning?
I am wonderful this Monday morning.
And thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for taking the time to have this conversation. I think it's important, you know, in during quarantine and after COVID-19 came, a lot of the conversation has been around how this time maybe is an opportunity to rethink and maybe ourselves, you know, redesign ourselves, reevaluate our lives. And school comes to my mind, as I personally at some point was kind of like in that path. So I always knew I wanted to be in communications. That was something that I always knew. I always knew that I wanted to be in radio and TV, more TV and video than radio. And I, you know, life took place. I had to stop going to school for a little bit and, you know, became a mom and started working in other things. And a few years forward, as I looked at my career and my dreams, I was like, I really want to go back to school. But I didn't think that because of my new life and, you know, my new responsibilities that I had created for myself, that television and radio career was really for me. Like, I didn't think, you know, I was like, I really want to be with my kids. I really don't want to be away from them. And I know the sacrifices that television and radio come with and, you know, how the schedules are not necessarily traditional either, I guess is a good way to say it. They require a lot of weekends. They require a lot of extra hours. And I really wanted to be with my children. I really just wanted to be with them. I didn't want to sacrifice the time with them. So I went back to college. I went back to HCC. And I didn't share my dreams at the time with the advisor that I met. And I just said, I'm looking for a career in communications. And my advisor said, sure, we have. And, you know, he guided me through all the steps and everything else. And as I went through my college career and as I went through, you know, just encountering people and talking with different teachers, actually, one of my teachers said to me, you know, you're taking all of these communications classes, but I don't see any radio and TV classes. And it sounds like your passion really lies there. I guess, but I don't think that's the right career for me. And I gave him all of the, you know, all of the excuses that I just gave you at the beginning of this conversation. And he is actually the person who inspired me and said, you know what, you should go for it. You should not let, you know, your responsibilities stop you from pursuing your dreams. And we offer that career here at HCC. And you might find that, you know, as you're exploring that career and as you're exploring your dreams, things are just going to line up for you and you will be able to spend the time with your kids and you will be able to manage it. And it's really just going to be a much happier, you know, and better experience for you pursuing what you really want rather than what you feel you need to do because of where you are in life today. Mm-hmm. So, you know, taking my own history, taking my own testimony, I guess, you know, I'd love to hear from you, Georgine, and one, inspire people to maybe dig deep like I had to do when I had to switch careers in the middle of my HCC career when I went from communications into TV and radio production. So for everybody listening and watching, you know, it's never too late. And maybe, you know, if you're in the same boat like I was at that point, right, thinking, well, I have to do this because it's the only way to do it. I can tell you that if you follow your dreams, I'm not saying that it's going to be easy, but you can really, truly get there with support. And school is a great place for that. But I want to hear from you because we all have our personal stories. We all have our personal ways that we've gotten where we are today. And it's not coincidence that you're the Dean of Health Sciences today at Howard Community College. And I want to learn your process. I want to hear about, you know, how you got there. What inspired you at some point in your life to say, I want to be involved with health sciences? And then later in life, not only that, but then I want to take it further and be involved with education. So if you don't mind sharing a little bit of your background, that'd be, I think, a nice way to start this conversation today.
Oh, that's great. You have a great story, Chris, and not one unlike many of the students that we've seen come through Howard Community College, where they have really had have done some soul searching to find later in life that they were maybe not doing exactly what they wanted to do. And so they are now living their dream. And so for me, I'm a nurse by trade. And I started when I was very young. Both of my parents taught, and I made a decision at that point because of all of the energy that they put into their students and how much energy it took. I made a decision that that wasn't something that I was going to do. And so I went about my way and entered nursing school and decided that I wanted to work in health policy. And so that's where I took my educational path, and I did an internship in the federal government. I decided I wanted to work on the Hill. But much like you, I had small children at that time. And I imagine, you know, when you're in policy and politics and anything like that, it takes a lot of your time, a lot of energy, and it's really unpredictable. So I had to make a decision, just like you did. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take 1 year and really think about this. And I think that I will teach during this year. Well, I have to tell you that teaching is my passion. And it's probably what I was waiting to do all my life. And so I came to Howard Community College. And from that point on, I have never looked back. I often think of the time that the just brief moment in time that I took to step away from what I believed was my dream. And I'm actually living my dream. And I've been at Howard Community College now for 28 years. And I can say these have been some most fulfilling moments in my entire career when I've been able to add the teaching on top of all of the healthcare that I've been able to do. And I have to tell you, I haven't left policy alone because it's all a part of what we do as healthcare providers every single day. So I've been able to do both things, and teaching is truly something that I thought I didn't want to do, but I love doing.
I love how you came to that. You know, it's like, this is not something I want to do, and then ended up falling in love with it and having a full career. Yes. But it really, you know, it really brought together, I think, two of your passions, because if you went into nursing, if you went into health sciences, I mean, there was something inside of you that was telling you, this is what I want to do. And then once you were able to combine it with teaching, it just, I think, probably brought it all together for you. And it just became a full circle, empowering you and allowing you to really just dive into both careers that you really appreciated and making a difference for a lot of students at HCC. Thanks for sharing your personal story with that. I really appreciate it. It's always fun to me, because sometimes, as you were saying, you know, we think that we really want to do this. And in my case, like, I know that I love this and I want to take it even farther. And I love every aspect of production, and I love being, you know, in front of the cameras, and I want to go into acting, and, you know, just all of the things that I still have in my mind that I want to do with my career. But for other people, it's been, you know, like you said, I knew that I wanted to do that, and I did it, and it was my career. And then suddenly, because either I volunteered or I took a year off and I said, okay, let me just go ahead and teach here for a little bit while I decide exactly what I want to do, then that sparks something inside of you. And sometimes that's what it takes, you know, sometimes it's just faith and destiny that brings us to our careers. Now, you said you decided to teach for 1 year, and why did you decide, you know, to come to HCC? I mean, there's a lot of institutions out there. There's a lot of places where you could teach. Why HCC?
Well, I have to tell you, it was word of mouth. Just like many other things, when you find something that is fantastic, it's because someone told you about it. And I had a colleague at that time that I had worked with in the past who said, you know, this is a great place to work. I'm actually quite grateful to her for that because she was absolutely right. Once I got there, the community that you find in HCC, I've been other places. You don't seem to find that there. There's a certain amount of caring. And when you look at the mission, vision, values, all of those things, there's a certain amount of that that is absolutely phenomenal. And it's true. It's a lived experience. And so it was by word of mouth. It's because someone told me this is a great place to be. And I came, and I would imagine for some students, maybe even you, when you came as a student, someone said, go to HCC. And, you know, coming to HCC has just made a world of difference in your life. Yeah.
Your HCC was a good school to go. You know, I was looking for affordability when I was looking back. As I said, I had my children, I had my family. I wanted to go and further my education. I needed to make sure that it was something that I could afford, but I also needed to be close to home. And I am a Howard County resident, so it was like, it was just a no-brainer. I was like, I have a really good school right here. I started taking one credit class at a time. Like I really, when I went back, I dragged it, I think, for too long. Looking back, I'm like, you know, it's funny how you make decisions in life at certain points. And at that time, I was like, I'm just going to take one credit class at a time. And then in the end, I ended up just, you know, just having four or five classes every semester, you know, all four semesters. So I was right. Enrolled in spring, summer, winter, because I really just wanted to get my degree, further my education. So let's move on a little bit from our personal experiences and actually talked about the health sciences division. What can you tell us about the health sciences division?
Well, the health sciences division is comprised of nursing and allied health and transfer programs, all centered around health careers, wellness, preparing our students to really go out into the workforce, out into the public, and to provide a service. Much of everything we do is about providing services to the public, to the community, if you will. So each of the programs offers something very different based on what your particular passion or your desire is. We're very much hands-on in a lot of ways, and being able to connect with people in their situations and providing opportunities to help them to become better, to become well, if you will, if they're sick or if they're already well, to become even healthier. So that's our division in a nutshell, but I mean, there's more to it because, you know, in order to stay healthy, there are many professions that help you to do that. And so we have a number of them and I can share them with you. I'm happy to share. And we have cardiovascular technology. That's one of the programs that students enter when they want to be in the cath lab. We often hear about persons that you know maybe who are having difficulties with their heart, and many of them will go into the cath lab. So the cardiovascular technologists are the ones you tend to see in that cath lab who are helping to do those studies so that you can see what's going on with the heart and the vessels in the heart and that. Then we have dental hygiene, and it's one of our more, I would say, infamous programs in the health sciences division. It gets a lot of attention because we have the dental hygiene clinic that is associated with it. Dental hygiene program prepares dental hygienists, and it's all about oral health. and care of the teeth and the oral cavity. And so the dental hygiene clinic has been serving the community and doing a phenomenal job, because in order for them to train, they have persons come in from the community, and they provide a service at a very, very low cost. And from all the reviews, it's an excellent service. They even open up, they have special days, like they'll have pediatric day, so children can come in and get service. So we have dental hygiene program as well. Then we have diagnostic medical sonography. And these are persons that do sonograms, and sometimes we'll get sonograms on the heart or in the vascular area, but we are probably most familiar with the sonograms that we get when we're about to do a reveal for our babies. And so, yeah, so the diagnostic medical sonography program actually prepares students to go into various areas that look at sonography. Emergency medical services, paramedics, that's a very familiar term, and we often think of them when we think of health emergencies and providing critical care. We think of them when we think of fire departments and ambulances. So the EMS program is providing education to help students to become paramedics and to be able to care for persons in those critical situations. And we do appreciate them, particularly when we have an emergency and we need their help. And then exercise science is one of our transfer programs. And of course, we're talking about health and wellness and exercise. They're able to look at the science of all of that. That's a transfer program. And many of our students leave HCC and then they transfer into some of our partner institutions, four-year institutions. Human services is another area that's career and transfer. In human services, we look at mental health, substance use, and aging. Those are the three areas that they prepare the students. And many of the students will go out and get careers, but they will also transfer to some of our partner institutions. Public health is another area, another transfer program, but it also offers opportunities for our students, particularly in our local government and public health areas, serving the community and going out performing wellness checks even. So HCC was one of the first schools to have a two-year public health program. So we're very proud of it. Being first is always great, and it's on the cutting edge, because now with so many things moving back into the community, this public health degree actually prepares students to be able to go out and take some of these brand new jobs and even jobs that we haven't even thought about. We have medical laboratory technician program that actually prepares students to work in the labs. And we think of these laboratorians as the ones that are looking at perhaps the samples of blood when we go into our doctor's office and we have to get blood work. These are the persons that are actually able to look at the different types of samples that have been taken to provide the answers to what could possibly be wrong or what is absolutely right. And so they are actually scientists. They don't always, MLTs, we call them, they don't always work on people. They have jobs in veterinary and clinics as well. And so, yeah, so it's really, really a great profession for those persons who really like biology and chemistry but still want to be connected even to the healthcare field. Physical therapist assistant program. These are persons who work directly with a physical therapist to help to provide some of those treatments and physical therapy that we may need. So they work directly under the supervision of the physical therapist. Radiologic technology program. Those are the ones that we see when we go in to get an X-ray, if you will, or an MRI or a CT scan. So these are our radiographers, and so we train them in that way. And we know that they work in the hospitals and clinics and outpatient settings. We see them. There are many, many career opportunities for them as well. And then there's nursing, which is our largest program in the health sciences division. There are many, many options in the nursing program. And you spoke, I thought about this when you were talking about your needs as a mother going back to school. And so the nursing program offers an accelerated option. It has a day option. It has an evening option for persons who are licensed practical nurses. It provides an option for them to come back and become registered nurses. It does the same thing for the paramedics who have been practicing and now decide that they want to be a registered nurse. It provides a pathway for them also to become registered nurses. And even persons who've had medical careers in the military, it provides an option for them as well to come to HCC and to become a registered nurse.
Well, there's just a lot of opportunities, really. I mean, you've mentioned a lot of opportunity careers here. Is there anything else that we missed on those before I move on to the next question?
Just the one thing is that we're not just looking at persons who are beginning their careers, but we have partnered with our continuing education and workforce development division. And for persons who are already practicing, we're able to offer certificates in continuing education for them. Done a really great job with radiologic technology and CT and MRI scanning. So providing opportunities for upward mobility to build on your current skills, marketability. So they're able, if you're already practicing, you're able to go to continuing education, take these certification courses or certification preparation courses, and then be able to provide an opportunity for yourselves. Same thing with cardiovascular technology. They have an excellent program that has actually been receiving national and international attention because it's totally online. And so we're excited about those opportunities with continuing education as well.
Absolutely. And you know, there's so many things that you mentioned, but if I go back, I think, you know, we will run out of time and we could just stay here talking for the next couple of hours. But
Yes.
one of the things that I do want to go back to is you talked about the health, the dental hygiene program and how those students are getting experience through the clinic. What other opportunities for all of the other careers that you mentioned, you know, because this is one of those careers where experience is really important. And I know, you know, I think that at times with COVID-19, we've all come to see how important all of these careers are. I mean, you really guys are, I guess we could call you the superhero. You
Yes.
know, school here at HCC, so the superhero division here at HCC. But for the students who are coming in, you talked about two different parts, right? The ones who are furthering their career will already have some of that experience, but then you're also, you know, looking at the students who are just going into the career, who haven't had that experience yet, who haven't had any of those opportunities and just are just learning, they just have that passion. So what are some of those opportunities, maybe partnerships that you guys have or internships or, you know, what kind of things like that you guys offer for students?
Oh, this is wonderful. As you said, we're a profession that has to be in the field, and we have to be with our patients that we're serving, and we have to see them and touch them. We provide the students, we have more than 200 contracts with partners that the students are able to go to and get that hands-on experience. But long before they get there, the health sciences division is rich in technology and simulation. And so we actually are able to prepare the students in on campus, in the simulation atmosphere. It's safe, it's realistic. It gives them the preparation that they need before they go out and are actually with patients in the healthcare environment. So we're excited about that because of all the technology that we have to prepare our students. But we, once they're there, there are many, many, many partners, and we're grateful for each one of them that provides an opportunity for our students.
You know, it's interesting, and I'm thank you for mentioning. I remember, I don't know exactly how many years ago, like just a couple of years ago, because as you said, the technology is top notch here at HCC. And I remember seeing the emails and the video that HCC had, and I wish I had pulled it up for today, where you see the dummy and you actually see this dummy breathing. And I thought it was like, one of the reasons at some point in my life, I considered going into the medical field, and if I see blood, then I kind of like just fade a little bit. In fact, I have a funny story about that. One time I took my husband and they put an IV on him, and the moment the blood started coming out, I was like, I need a room to get him. Like, he's okay. Just take me, just watch me right now. So that's one of the reasons that why I didn't go into nursing or anything like that. It's when I was considering it. But, you know, you also mentioned so many other opportunities that public health. I never thought of public health and how I would never have to deal with blood if I decided to go into public health. So for people who are passionate about health and maybe are not, you know, you maybe faint when you see your husband's blood on an IV like I did, just know that there's other opportunities. Just know that you don't necessarily have to go and be a nurse and be right there dealing with all of the fluids and all of that I'm just not good at. Just thinking about it, it's like giving me shivers and everything. But you know, there's other opportunities to get involved. Georgine, I mean, you were a nurse, but now you're in education, and you said you're still doing a little bit of public health. So I'd like to talk to those students who maybe find themselves in that situation, you know, where it's like, nope, nursing's not for me. I can't deal with all that. I mean, there's other, you know, you talked about the x-rays, and I never thought of that. I thought I had to go and get my degree, my four-year degree, and then get that specialty on you know, to become a radiologist or something like that. So I'd like to clarify that maybe for some of the students who are thinking and they feel that they want to go into health, but they see themselves, when they see doctors and they see nurses and they see what that is, they're like, that's not for me, but I still like health. So can we maybe just paint that picture for those students who know that, like me, are not, you know, have a light heart and can't take all the pressure that's right there
at the ER? Absolutely. There are so many facets of healthcare that are not directly at the bedside, but you're still providing a great service. And one of the things that I think about the entire healthcare industry, people who are in this industry are in it because they care about people. And so, and there's so many ways that you can touch lives and make a difference that are not, they don't have anything to do with blood or actually taking care of what we think of as sick patients, but there's so many ways you can help. And like you said, there's public health areas that you can actually go into. You'd be surprised, even in communications, there's so many things that you can do related to health and getting messages told about being healthy, staying healthy. And imagine your impact or the impact of all the people who've been on television or have been in communications during this COVID-19 pandemic and the influence that you have. So healthcare is so broad and there's so many facets. And there's room for each of us in our passion if we desire to care. And you were talking about a 4-year degree. It's and careers. The beauty of coming to HCC is that you don't always have to have a 4-year degree. The professions that we can lead to a 4-year degree, but you don't have to start there. You can begin your career with an associate degree, even a certificate. You can begin as a certificate, which when you think about the general education, to clarify, the certificate has those courses that will center around the profession. And that kind of gets you started. And you get the certificate, and then sometimes you want to get an associate's degree. That means you add on the general education credits, and that would be your English, your math, your history. When you kind of put the professional courses together with your general education courses, that's when we get our associate degree. And so it's just... You don't have to stay away just because you think you need a 4-year degree. That couldn't be farther from the truth. You certainly can realize your passion by coming and getting a certificate or an associate's degree. And that certainly does prepare you to go on to get your baccalaureate and your master's. And many of our graduates have done that. As a matter of fact, many of our graduates like you have returned to work at HCC, even in the health sciences division.
And you know, that speaks a lot about HCC. Yeah, that says a lot about HCC, because the place where you start your education, you see the difference that it makes for you. And then you want to go back and you want to make that same difference for those students, you know, who are just starting that process. I also thank you for making that clarification, because many times, you know, when I thought about having a career in health, and my aunt loved health sciences, and she was the one who really was pushing me throughout life. She was like, you have to be a doctor. She wanted a doctor in the family, and she wanted me to be the doctor in the family. And you know, when I was looking at the school path, I was like, man, that's a lot of years. And you know, and if I really wanted to just concentrate on this right here, that's the, I forget how here, but it's not telling us, you know, even if you're later in your life and you want to change your careers and you think that, you know, you want to transition to a new thing, you can come to HCC and you can achieve your goals, you know, without having to go through that long path. You also mentioned, you know, associate degrees, certificate programs, and transferring, right? So I'd like to just unpack that a little more and maybe clarify that for our students. So some of the programs are like standalone programs from what I am understanding, that you can graduate and then start practicing. You have the certificate programs as well, which kind of like, as you said, give you a start up for your career. But then there were also some that you specifically said, once you finish this, you can transfer them over and continue your education. So I'd like to just unpack that a little bit more and really clarify that for our listeners and viewers this morning.
All right, so some of our transfer programs would be your exercise science. That's one, and many of our students transfer to our partner schools. That's one of our transfer programs. Also, our public health. We have our students who will leave and then they will transfer to one of our partner schools as well. In terms of standalone programs, most of our health career programs, once you get your associate degree, you're able to sit for your licensure or registry or certification examination. So you're able to do that and you're immediately able to go out and practice. But our health sciences division has articulation agreements with four-year institutions so that if in fact you do decide that you want to get your baccalaureate degree, you can do that. For instance, even in our nursing program, we have students who are dually enrolled. Once they get their, and let me just clarify, they're dually enrolled. So they're enrolled at HCC to get their nursing degree to be a registered nurse, but they're also taking courses at one of our partner schools to get their baccalaureate, and they're doing that at the same time. And what that does is compact the amount of time that it would take for them to get their baccalaureate degree once they're finished at HCC. So they start out at HCC getting their associate degree. They, once they have completed their associate degree, they're eligible to sit for a licensure examination. And then they're well on their way to getting their baccalaureate degree. And so we have many of our programs that offer those transfer and articulation options for our students, because even though you are able to practice once you finish your two-year degree, you still may have a desire to get that baccalaureate degree. And we try to position you so you can do that as easily and seamlessly as possible.
I think that's really empowering. I think that's really empowering, really reassuring to know that you can come, you can, you know, get your associate's degree, and then, you know, you can make a career and you can further your education. I mean, you have options at that point. I think that that's really, really empowering. That's refreshing to hear, especially if you're maybe, you know, a non-traditional student like I was at some point with family, or if you're just at some point in your life where you've had a career for so many years, but you're in that point where you want to transfer, you want to change careers, you want to switch careers. I think that's really, really empowering and it's really refreshing to hear. Looking at the upcoming summer and fall semesters, and I know HCC, our finals week started last week. Some students are just finishing up this semester. So we are, you know, going right into the summer and moving along towards fall semester. So how are you guys continuing to adapt, you know, to the possibility of virtual learning? We are continuing to learn what COVID is dictating and, you know, how we need to continue to cope with it. So how is the health divisions and the sciences division looking at, you know, these upcoming semesters, and what are some of the options that you guys are offering? Are all the classes available, and how can people find out more?
So right now, this HCC is such a great place because they've prepared us in so many ways. I mentioned technology. They've provided, during this even spring semester, they've provided the opportunities for students to get the tools that they need so that they can be successful. It didn't just start during this spring semester. We've always been on the cutting edge of everything wonderful in technology. And so most of the classes in the Health Sciences Division had already positioned themselves so that they could, as they've had to do, move into a remote platform. It was unexpected, but it was something we had to do, we were positioned to do. And so we've laid the groundwork. And so this summer, all of our courses, of course, will be, we're planning for them to be remote. We've had to do a bit of moving courses around so that our students are able to get the courses that they need. And so some of our courses that students need that were in the fall, we have moved them into the summer so that the students could get, so that it's totally remote until we're able to get back in to our partner facilities or back into our labs to do that actual practice work. So we're planning to be remote. The courses will be offered, and we're moving forward. We're excited because we are most sought after right now. Our graduates are, we have our nursing graduates. Well, most of our programs are graduating students in May, and they will have opportunities to get into the workforce. We always have had 100% employment for our students who were seeking employment, but we know with beyond a shadow of a doubt, with the pandemic being what it is right now, all of our students who are interested in working will be able to get jobs. They are needed right now, and we're excited to be able to have students that we believe are well prepared. We have a great name in the community for producing good graduates. And so we're excited that we're able to contribute to the workforce right now because they're much, much needed. So we are continuing to prepare because the students that we have right now are going to be needed as well. And so we are continuing to prepare. We will work in a remote environment. We have virtual simulation that we can use in some instances. Our faculty are very creative in ensuring that the students are getting everything that they need. So I'm very confident that we're moving in a good direction and providing what our students actually need so that they can get out into the workforce. Hopefully soon.
Yes, hopefully sooner than later. I agree. You know, we're getting close to the end of our conversation this morning, and I think we have, you know, mentioned many reasons and many ways that people will get a great education at HCCU, right? And many reasons why they should consider it. But I think it's worth, you know, just highlighting that one more time. And I want Georgine to give you this opportunity to really, you know, tell students why they should, you know, come to HCCU if they're looking to pursue a career in the health sciences. Why should they look at HEC? Why should they come and enroll for this summer and for this fall semester and not wait until we're back to normal, because we really don't know what that normal is going to be, quite honestly, right? Yeah. But why this is actually an opportunity. I think that for the health sciences, this is a really great opportunity, as you said. I mean, there's always been employment, more so now than ever. So I want you to talk to those people who are maybe on the fence and thinking, well, I don't know. If I should go right now, you know, it's going to be virtual. Am I going to get the education that I want? So I want you to talk to them and tell them why they should still definitely consider and come and enroll, you know, for summer and fall today for a health sciences class at HCC.
Well, HCC is a great opportunity. It provides a great opportunity for you to pursue your dream. You should never wait on your dream anyway. It's affordable. There are various times and options to meet your needs. And The faculty are very passionate about the students. There's so many services for everyone. One of the things that I didn't mention was the numerous scholarship opportunities that we have for our students in health sciences. This is absolutely the time to get out and to make a difference if that is your passion. We have the space for you. We'd love for you to come and to be a part of us. Getting out into the work field, whether you're coming out of high school or whether you're in the middle of your career, rethinking things, we have been able and we have a proven record of being able to provide absolutely what you need to get there from here. And we truly do embody that. So we're looking forward to having anyone who's wanting to come. We are able to provide the support that they need and to help you to build that confidence that this is the right thing to do and this is the right time to do it.
Absolutely. And we talked a lot about, you know, different programs. It's a lot of information. So I just want Georgine to remind everybody where they can go to get all of those details, to maybe read up a little more on all of the information that we gave today. It's a lot, and it can be overwhelming, but it's all out there on our website. And I just want you to let them know how they can communicate with you guys, how they can get in touch with you guys, and where they can go and find more information about everything that the Health Sciences Division has to offer.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, it's on the webpage, so you can easily do that. But that usually doesn't quite do it. You need to talk to someone. We have within the Office of Admissions and Advising, we have persons that are specialized in the Health Sciences Division. They will talk you through, help you make the decision for persons who don't want the blood and the gore, who have a passion to be in healthcare, but they aren't quite sure of what that is. They can help talk you through that and the various occupations that we offer so that you can make a great, great choice. So on the website, then to the Office of Admissions and Advising, and of course, I'm always available and the faculty are always available to give you any of the details that you might need for any of our programs.
Absolutely. And the website is howardcc.edu. That's howardcc.edu. And the phone number for admissions is 443-518-1200, 443-518-1200. And that's where you can ask to be to communicate with somebody who's specialized in Health Sciences Division, so they can better guide you as you make your decision on how you want to further your career in the health sciences. Is there anything else that you would like to tell our listeners and our viewers this morning before we wrap our conversation up today?
No, not really, except thank you for this opportunity, and we do welcome anyone who wants to be a part of healthcare and making our world a better place. But thank you for this opportunity to share what we do in the Health Sciences Division at HCC.
Thank you, Georgine. You know, I'm going to call you guys from now on the Superhero Central instead of the Health Sciences Division. I think that it's been proven through these times how vital, you know, the work that you guys, when you guys graduate from this career, how vital your work is. And I salute you. I salute everybody who's involved with the health sciences. And I thank you for all of your effort, for all your sacrifices, and for everything that you guys do to keep everybody healthy and well, you know, from the education, from school, and beyond. So thank you very much, Regine, for your time. And thank you, everybody, for listening and watching. I will be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful rest of your Monday. And until then, be well.
Thank you.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.
We need you to continue wearing masks, physically distancing, washing hands, and getting tested. But the stress from COVID-19 also impacts our mental health. Many of us are struggling, feeling isolated and alone. Please check in on a neighbor and lend a helping hand. If you or someone you know needs food, help paying rent, or just someone to talk to, visit our website today. Together, we will beat COVID.